Hey guys, it's Tor. So it turns out that there's a bunch of guys that watch us while we're saving the world and adventuring and not doing things for ourselves and making a profit. It's kind of creepy because they sit around and talk about what we did and then they judge us. You know, listen to them for yourselves. Let us know what you think. And hopefully you also find it creepy.
With this group.
Welcome to Behind the DM Screen.
Check. Mate.
Yes.
Sir. I Zip.
Love me.
Guys, you're getting really good with your improv.
It's all that practice.
Call and response.
So, we just basically summed up the entirety of Season 2, Arc 1. What'd you guys think of today's sessions?
I thought it was fun.
It's so good to be playing again.
I know.
It's good to have you back.
Yeah.
Yay.
It was fun.
I was looking forward to kill.
I was just looking forward to playing again. And it's just the fact that, like, you make a character and you get really excited to use them. And then a couple of those moments when I just, like, unleashed a volley of arrows, I was like, oh, rangers are awesome. And
almost killed Ben's character.
Hail of Thorns. You know, when you try to figure out spells in the middle of battle,
it's okay.
You run into zombies.
I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you, Kev. Don't worry.
Like, yeah. Oh. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, he's fine.
Don't even worry.
It was a net gain.
I do like how Nock spent this entire recording session just pulling things out of him that got stuck in there.
That was hilarious.
Like a voodoo doll.
So, last night, Kyle and I was talking to Kyle about how I never felt like we particularly took any of his outs on avoiding combat. And it seems to me today that we definitely hit one where we avoided combat in a big way thanks to someone's charisma.
That's
natural charisma.
For the best, because you guys could have won that fight. Like, I wouldn't put you in a scenario where you can't win a fight.
Sure.
But there probably was going to be at least one loss on the team.
Well,
I'll be back next week with a new character.
We avoided this war fight. We could have fought the giants.
Oh yeah, you guys have avoided. As we were talking, we started thinking of a bunch of things you guys have successfully avoided over the years.
I think was the first one. I guess I should say that stood out to me as definitely avoiding a situation where, like this could have been like a boss battle. Yeah. And instead, you were like, no, let's just talk to the guy. Let's not fuck up and say treasure.
Yeah.
You know,
he seems pretty cool.
To be fair, I think Nami won a tournament without ever really hitting anybody.
Yeah,
oh, that's true. Very true. Yeah.
Would you have tried to preen the beholder?
You know it.
He doesn't have anything to preen.
I was shocked.
That was my problem, is I couldn't. There was nothing.
I'll get to it at some point. I'll listen to it.
Kyle found my weakness. Skeletons.
You can't preen nothing.
Can't preen nothing.
You could have gone into, like, the eye cavity and, like, preened up against.
Oh, look at me. I'm a beholder. It was so scary.
That would have ended well.
So was the whole point of us going down to meet that beholder to basically just to find out that, oh, the djinn was the main baddie?
How do I answer questions that could give things away?
Hey, man. You
yes and yet no. That was definitely part of the reason was to go down there. There were other things, but things I can't really say.
Did we miss any sweet-ass stuff down there?
Yes.
Dang it!
Yes, you did.
Like exploration stuff or information stuff?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah, there was
back in the hole.
Yeah, everybody back.
We're back in the hole. I told you to leave. Because
that was in character. You just told Black, so now he knows he has to go back.
No!
My elemental's still down there, so I mean, I'll just tell him where to go.
The the forge that was still lit in the Blacks would think if you went behind the fire there was a passageway and that led to a lot.
I remember thinking to myself, who is lighting this forge and why is this lit up? Something's got to be weird with the forge.
Yeah, I thought that was going to get a lot more attention, but I think the sword sidetracked everybody.
Yeah,
100%.
We thought, like, oh, we found the big thing.
Yep.
Oh jeez,
it's almost like I did that on purpose.
Yeah, you sneak.
He's a butt.
He's such a butt, Kyle.
So, God. How were we supposed to get past the second lock? Because obviously finding a magic key was by chance. That wasn't intended.
Yeah, there was a second key hidden in there that you just didn't find.
Okay, we would have had to spend hours going through each room trying
No, there was hints if you guys
So hours, because we're not good at it.
That's true. Yeah. So we're days.
Yeah. There was actually a sign that just a key with an arrow pointing to it.
We would have missed it. It's too obvious.
I was going to try to do something, which luckily we didn't have to do, but I was going to try to stone shape through the next to the metal doors in the stone walls and just make a little cut out and go like right next to it.
You could have. Yeah. And that's like part of my things.
Yeah.
It's why I like putting locks in there. I like putting a lock of that sort where it's like, okay, this is a magic key, you can't just pick it type thing, but there are other workarounds, because that's the fun of D&D. If it's just me saying, here's what you have to do, now do it.
Now do it, man.
Yeah. Figure it out.
And then we go, no.
Forget it. Forget it.
So who set up all the Home Alone traps?
Yeah. Was it just,
It was Shep.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't know if you could actually have, like, the ability to set up traps and stuff, or...
No, yeah, that's a ranger thing. Skills.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what happened is he asked me if he could have an introduction. That was mostly his creation.
Yeah, we kind of were talking a bit. Yeah.
But he said, I don't want to kill them, you know, I don't want to, you know, do murder.
Yeah, murder, be like, ha-ha!
I'm your team member!
Because I killed that guy!
His no team!
Yeah. And it just happened to work into the storyline to do it at that place, because that place existed either way. The storyline of that place just shifted very slightly, actually.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking about it, and I was like, well, actually, the storyline of this place, it wouldn't have great stuff for traps. For one thing, it is in the middle of the desert, so it's not like you're, like, building stuff out of trees and, you know, making wood trap or anything like that.
That's true. The fun fact was... Wait, then this stuff I did get to listen to that was put up on the feed for our personal feed that we can listen to before we release them. The first encounter that you guys ran into in the forest where this little, like, half... It's like this little tiny shape, and it turned out to be, like, a frogman or something.
Yeah, that
was initially going to be my character.
Right.
But I wasn't quite ready with... I'm like, Kyle, I'm not ready yet.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't have everything done.
He did not want to be a frogman.
I was like, I don't want to be a frog.
I was like, you're being the frogman.
Kyle, do it! It's easy being green.
Yeah. Just do it.
So, that actually... So then... So then we finally got to that, and it was just like, oh, it's in the desert. And I'm like, well, and that actually kind of informed, I have my backstory, and the organization I'm a part of now has
exploded.
I won't go into it, but I'm just saying.
That's how that should be on the episode.
Definitely, I will go into that, but it definitely helped inform thing. And I'm kind of glad that it was delayed, me coming on to the show, as much as I missed playing with you guys, especially this is the first session getting to actually play with
Lauren. It's fun.
It was awesome.
Oh,
so it was great. Violex.
Stop.
Yes. Now I do the voice.
I'm doing the Buster Bluth. Stop.
Stop.
You actually missed that earlier. One of the character NPCs who came in, one of the sessions you missed, was supposed to have a different accent, but he started talking to Violex and he is now Spanish.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, okay.
It is so, it is so fun to cut.
It's addictive.
Yeah, it is contagious.
Did anybody have any suspicions that that town was just the reveal for Shep?
No.
Not until he showed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. I kept, like, casually making side eyes to Kevin because I wasn't sure if he was going to say something. They're like,
being quiet the whole time, and I'd look at Kyle with, like, a trap would spring and be like,
I did it!
Me! And I didn't know all the traps he had placed, really. I just knew, like, a general kind of idea of things. But
he didn't know I was going Home Alone stuff.
But there was a time when he did that, and then, like, when the barrel swung down, and I was just like,
I thought it was going to be some, like, everyone was dead except for the hold-up bandits that were in this one. I thought we were going to be fighting, like, we're going to get in, there's going to be, like, a shitload of bad guys.
We were supposed
in this
to fight
one
me.
Last... Yeah. That's what I thought, that's what I thought it was going to be.
We avoided it with our great character interaction.
Oh, that's true.
I was nervous about that, but
it's
it was fun to...
Doggy.
Yeah, my doggy. That was actually what gave it... It's like, okay, well, my doggo trusts you.
So you must be okay.
So you must be okay.
I like your dog.
Black loves the dog.
Yeah.
Definitely.
He's only
good niceness on him.
He's only a mount, technically. Because I actually took the... I did not take the Beastmaster. Initially, I did, but then I was, like, talking with Kyle, too. It was just like, Kyle, they kind of suck when they scale. It's like, yeah, they suck when they scale up. And it's just like... So I'm like, can I still have my dog? Because I made him part of the backstory. It's just like, yeah, I'll just be a mount, and he can't really fight or anything.
So you're not a Beastmaster.
I'm not a Beastmaster.
Okay. I think the Pathfinder Beastmaster was pretty good, but the 5e Beastmaster is not nearly as good as what I've heard.
Yeah, it's just one AoE and they die, and once you hit a certain level, and we're starting at that level, so it's like, oh, man. Your dog would just die immediately.
Yeah, and that would suck.
And then I take the thing where it's just like, hey, fire a rain of death arrows everywhere, and I'm like, that's pretty good.
It worked really well, yeah.
I guess fodder enemies, awesome. Definitely.
Pissed off the Beholder or something fierce.
But we talked our way out of it.
Yeah.
Just a natural 20.
Dude, I killed more of the Beholder's peeps than anybody.
I was the one who talked your ass out. I felt like, uh-oh. I don't think
I made it quite clear there, but your biggest out... I mean, your critic, don't get me wrong, if it wasn't for your charisma roll, it never would have panned out. But the fact that he was more terrified of the djinn than anything else was kind of what made him a little more amiable than a Beholder typically would be, but he didn't want to mess with that, so he was like, alright, I'll be open to ideas a Beholder typically wouldn't be open to.
That worked. I mean, the fact that he probably picked up on that, one of us or multiples of, I don't know, could kill the djinn, he's probably like, oh.
Yeah, what the hell?
Why would I kill the people who could maybe kill this guy who's a pain in my ass?
Right.
So, I'm so perplexed by that statement.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say it's probably not Shep.
I showed up a little later. The fact that I showed up later.
Oh, you're about to meet someone.
Name's probably just going to have an epic showdown with the djinn.
Oh,
he's
God.
Name's
got nothing for that.
There's an army of giants behind him, pretty much.
Oh, yeah. That's fun.
Puffins are his puffin one
armies. Puffin army. Puffin army. The djinn will just feel terrible.
He's got a feather allergy.
I can't do it.
Tweet, tweet. The giant king leads the army of giants.
Tweet, tweet, King Charmer. Yeah, yeah.
An army of puffins. Riding an army of giants.
Kind of awesome.
I also think I was Tweet Tweet Blag Charmer.
Yeah, you were.
Like four or five names. I saw mine on here. I forget what it was.
I think it was Demon
VLX
Slayer?
Breaker? Oh, that was my name.
No,
I got that title as well.
I
was VLX Breaker.
What are these titles? What are we talking about?
It was in the arena fight.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah, I was Blag Giant Smasher.
I
still haven't gotten to... Well, because it was weirdly out of order on the Google Drive. I couldn't listen to some of the things.
They weren't done. They were just roughs that people asked for.
I was listening and it jumped to, like, the giant. I'm like, where did this giant come from?
We ended up, like, going into, like, a giant fight club and basically all being like, yeah, we'll do the giant fight club.
Oh, another fight club? Awesome. Looking forward to that.
And we all had to go against each other. It was terrifying. It was scary as hell. That's when I just totally panicked. I feel so bad for you having to edit that, because I just was like rolling damage, not rolling any attacks or any of my stuff.
About that.
I was just like, I was like a hummingbird. I couldn't handle it.
At the end, I put her in a moral dilemma for the fight instead of anything else, and she backed away.
Should have just told you to forfeit, but I said fight. I'm such a freaking idiot. I could have won the whole thing. God damn it.
Yeah, in the moment, you could never...
Again, treasure. I did not mean to say treasure. I just meant to say something like we're seeking something that can
Help that make
the world or something like that. But I said treasure, and then I was like, well,
if that makes the cut of the episode.
It won't. Our audience won't know what we're talking about. But
that's all right.
Trust me, I fucked up at one point.
Question.
Well,
that's because we had the Beholder powers wrong, so we had to backtrack a lot.
Yeah,
is the fight I had to do a turret back.
But sorry for everybody out there. I messed up the rules really bad, and we had to reshoot a fight.
But here's
we might still have been okay, because I rolled a natural 19 with my charisma, so I was 1 point. It wasn't a natural
20. Yeah, but it's
20.
The 20 that makes the difference.
I know.
Yeah, no, you saved our asses.
The 19 makes them
malleable. I don't want to go back to the fight club, though.
Yeah, the fight club. Giant fight club.
Just question.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is this fight club an offshoot of the fight club we formed on the boat?
No, this was how the giants made themselves.
I mean, it is... That's a reveal later.
There's still the idea
that we haven't gotten to yet.
That's the big reveal at the end of the season.
The giant fight club started with a dwarf on a boat.
Oh, God.
I'm glad you guys all enjoyed that.
Whoa. I didn't say that.
I think that's the joke every one of these things we do, too, which
pretty
I enjoy.
Much.
Yeah.
We like them.
Yeah. It's
do great. We? Yeah, we do.
It's because it's always just long enough between them, but it's funny again.
Yeah. Not the people listening.
Well, screw the audience. What do they matter?
Well, I think...
we have listeners. That's the joke.
True. Dark 2 will be fun with some other good reveals, so I look forward to it, and hope everybody else does, too.
Yay.
Bye.
Tommy.
I like this.
All right, let's do it behind the screens.
Sexy behind the screens.
Oh,
welcome one and all to Behind the Screens.
still dancing.
I can tell by the face Mike made that was perfect and does not need to be recorded.
He can't stand up now.
The table just shot out of
his. I thought it was just I was fat and tired.
Well, that is what I meant. I can't stand up either. My knees.
Oh, that's too close.
Too close.
I'm old.
No. So, despite you guys immediately saying Wanzeldorf was going to be in the main villain of this campaign,
he didn't say he was going to be the main villain. He said he was evil. Villain.
He might still be fine.
I mean, I met him as a corpse, basically.
So you know he's evil. Yeah.
He's that so good. Guy, so good.
Something suspicious about that bisected corpse.
Yeah, not sure why VLX felt the need to kill him.
I did it.
That's what we saw.
I did it.
You standing there with a blade over a.
I made this big.
Yeah, that's just for you.
Yeah. You're not wrong about that. Like, we really did walk in when he was dead and she's holding, like,
holding
a
bloody knife.
We didn't question it.
I've been evil the whole time. Just winning you suckers over with candy and other things.
And crapples.
Yeah, crapples.
I just thought he was a puffin.
She can make really good apples, but she doesn't.
Yeah, I don't. They're fucking gross on purpose. You're gonna like it.
So that's what happened in the town.
So that tower was originally completely illusions, top to bottom. I completely redid that entire thing last minute because I realized how annoying the mission I made was. Because it was just literally going to be you guys, like, with a series of horrible things happening, and you had to figure out which ones were real and which ones weren't. And I was like, this is going to be so much of you guys standing around just being like, I'm not touching anything ever.
It'll just turn into either a rocket.
Kyle, yeah, the DM series.
Well, I was sensing a theme
events.
In the beginning in the tower with, like, the different traps you had, because the first was like, oh, we got a fun pillow fort. Oh, now we're playing, like, the floor is lava. And I'm like, what's
then
the next one going to be?
In.
When you said colored lights, I'm thinking, okay, this one's going to be Twister.
See, I went Beauty and the Beast, and I thought we were going to have to dance with each other to get across the floor.
I was going Community. He was just taking levels from that. Floor is lava, pillow fort.
Dang, I should have done a paintball one.
That's what I
didn't think about that. Yeah. Dang it.
Like every good episode of Community,
cool.
We always need
Oh, man, I wish I thought of that. The originally, I made a joke during the episode, but it was true. That third floor originally started as a Ouija board type thing. So it was supposed to be like weird things you
do. We were at a sleepover.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. But over the course of making the trap, it just very quickly became not a Ouija board at all.
Oh, man, I wish I thought of that. I'm like, to get across the floor, we should have done light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Classic.
I would have allowed this.
Bloody Mary.
Bloody Mary.
I don't know that everyone had problems with it. I thought it was relatively easy.
Yeah, right. You got a stat increase.
So, question. When you were rolling for the random effects, I'm assuming Mike's stat bonus, was that like a 20? Was that a crit? For him to get...
It was only a 1d10. It was actually the 9 on there. And that's what he rolled.
Mm-hmm. Well done.
Yeah, 10 was actually what Lauren got when she poofed up to the top.
Because that's like the
there
best.
There was also a negative stat bonus that was permanent on there,
there
too.
There was, yeah. There were a couple really horrible things on there. One was turned into a statue, and the thing with that
petrified.
One was really... Yeah, petrified instead of paralyzed, but petrified wasn't going to be resolved at the end.
Oh.
So if you guys use the exit potion, someone who was petrified was... Still petrified.
Would they still be petrified after greater restoration?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What would have happened if no one had rolled a 10 or if we had all found ways across without... I know you rolled for us, but if we had all... If Lauren, say, hadn't gone to the... Bamfed to the top, would we have just continued up the tower and made it there? Or
yeah, it was literally the next set of steps. So poking up really wasn't that advantageous, but it got you there a little sooner because there was actually a... clock on there, and if you guys got there too late, Wanzeldorf could have already been dead.
Oh,
yeah, well, you guys actually.
Good job.
Your tower shows 6 floors. We only really went up 4. So.
Illusions.
Two of them are fake.
Which janic
either? Decorative floors.
I was operating semi under the principle that these were illusions when Blag stepped on. He would have run in to help. Name anyway, but when he stepped on the lava things, I'm like, this is probably fake. I'm not going to bother raging or anything. And then I was like, nope, that was a bad decision.
It was one of the other reasons I scrapped the entire illusion plan was because I assumed when you walked in and a bunch of weird stuff was happening, everybody would immediately go, gnomes, illusions, okay. You know?
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, there's too many flaws with the illusion plan.
And then I almost died.
No!
But that lava was... Nasty.
Yeah.
That was something else.
Well, I didn't expect, you know, it's one of those things where the dice could get you.
Yeah.
I expected everybody to try to jump over it. I didn't expect anybody to walk through it. I expected most of the rolls to go well. I did not expect as many people to end up in the lava as many times as they are. Just so you know how evil I am, mm-hmm. the safe way across was the stove.
Nice.
God damn it!
Oh. I purposely made it to think the least likely
was but the I have cross. To thank my three compatriots for healing Blag up to almost full health after he
acted like a dumbass.
And he's 10, so he, you know.
Yeah,
but,
he's so sweet.
Yeah.
I love you, Blag. I will always fix you.
I appreciate it, Viola.
Yeah, I just had a spell, and I was like, yeah, might as well use it.
Greatly also appreciate it.
I guess I'll use it or whatever.
And Knock, it doesn't talk, but he's also appreciated.
Yeah, sure, no. I mean, he's still traumatized from being a chicken, probably.
That was amazing. That.
Yeah.
So what were all the effects at this point? I mean, unless you, are you going to save them for later?
Yeah, I'll save some of the stuff for later. Even, okay. Even just saying what I already said was probably too much. But
too
yeah, there were some... The two worst things on there I haven't said yet.
Oh, okay, but there was what basically was it? It was a 1d10. You had 10 effects basically planned for. Oh my god.
Yep.
Wow.
What was the point of the pedestal?
Absolutely none. That was just a red herring I threw in there and sort of a toy just to see like what do you guys you know what are you going to do with that? Sometimes I do that on levels on purpose where I'm like I'll throw this in here just to see. What you guys do
to get the players hung up on it? And
yeah, and we do.
Well, no, yeah. You know, the number of times I throw something random in there, and then you guys use it to your advantage, it, like you would be surprised. You guys find your way out of things often with some random thing I threw in there, and you guys are like, "Oh, we'll use this for that." And I was like, "Yeah, I just did that for flavor."
I suspect that you expected us to go through with a giant frog.
Yeah, but, I mean, the first thing I said was, "Someone will turn into a giant frog." Jump to the pedestal and then be stuck there for several
days. Yeah.
He mentioned that last
lava.
Night.
Yeah, I said that to Blythe before we played. Yeah.
There'll be wet chicken. Willies.
Oh, yeah, that was good times for me.
Yeah, he definitely predicted someone would turn into a frog and try and rescue someone from lava, but ended up giving them a wet willy. Kyle, even I mean, he's a great DM. He knows how to...
Yeah. Even though they're about a foot away and could be grabbed.
I thought they weren't a foot away.
And then, no, I thought she was way far.
She was about a foot away until I decided it was funny.
It wasn't actually lava. It was just really hot tiles. And you probably could have stood up and just been like, okay, but you were just wallowing on the floor like...
Flopping around.
Yeah, because I did hit the tiles before hitting the stairs, and I was like, ow, he took damage, and then just jumped to the stairs.
That's true.
So, yeah. But, nope, you were flopping around.
I like to flop around.
Help me.
Like
stand up.
Stand up and jump.
Well, I don't think I got the chance yet, did I?
What?
I don't think I'd gotten a chance to stand up.
You never
yeah.
got a full turn around yeah. before you got rescued.
I just was flopping around.
It did make me think of the scene from Robin Hood Men in Tights when he's...
Yeah.
My little John drowning in the creek. I'm fine with that.
That's canon. Yeah.
A toll is a toll.
Always a rope.
We don't get no toll. We don't get no toll.
Ah, fuck. I was like, somebody finish it.
Yeah, yeah.
I
was like, that
I was like,
it was a shave and a haircut thing. Yeah.
Two bits.
How much it cost?
Back then.
Yeah,
or
deal.
Now? I don't know.
It's
I don't
good
get
my deal.
I love behind the screen. You talk about the things that really matter.
Exactly.
It struck me as funny when I brought up the thing launching out of his stomach. You guys made, I know it was a while ago, but you guys made such a big deal when I pointed out the scar on him that I was like, the second he has a stomach ache, you guys are going to get it. And then you didn't. And I was like, all right, that's fine. When this thing rips out of his stomach, you're going to get it. And you guys didn't. And I was like, oh.
Nope. Wait,
because
didn't,
this
didn't
out
remember
to
the scar
somebody
at all.
Else, didn't somebody else have a stomach ache too?
Maybe.
Yeah. The, did
the guard that disappeared.
The guard that popped out of existence.
Bert.
Yeah.
Beast
Wait,
mode.
Beast mode? What a dork.
Bert's, Bert is Name's cousin.
Oh.
And he's very bro-y.
Oh.
But he's actually like, he's bro-y, but he's right. Like, he's not douche. It sounds weird. I if he ever comes across this way, he's supposed to come across as bro-y, but like.
He can back it up.
Like a paladin kind of bro-y.
Okay.
He just happens to be bro-y and a little bit douchey, but he's a really good guy.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's why he rushed out to check on the
exactly
your mom and yeah. So he's
you meet him and you think
there are some
douche.
Nice
oh,
there are some nice bros out there. I'm sure
he was teleported away.
I'm still looking, but now
I
sure
expected to see him at the top floor with the you know Name's dad and the wizard. But I was like, oh, he wasn't there. He was ported away. So we still haven't.
Crack the code of bro.
Yeah, I haven't decided where he went yet, but once I do, it's
okay. Well, that's something I was thinking about. Like, I thought maybe that was the explanation. If he has one of the scars too, like, so yeah, I thought maybe he teleported to wherever the frogs are coming from because obviously they're putting their young into people, there's got to be a better system for them to get the tadpoles back than just, oh, there's a tadpole at the top of this tower now that has to walk to wherever.
It works with aliens. They can, maybe they just grow up fast.
Yeah, and that's actually more towards what it is that these guys don't typically go back. What happens is they kill the thing, and then if nothing is around to kill it, it eats the body it came out of, and when it's done, when it's eaten enough, it becomes...
Frogs or xenomorphs.
It's gotta suck to have one of those things in you.
Yeah. Hopefully you guys never have to go through that.
Yeah, seriously. That's something terrible.
Wow, so in reality, I guess if people just go missing, they just may have...
They're eaten.
Yeah.
So we still have no idea why that guy teleported away then.
Nope. This would be the worst time for like someone to get... For like a stomach bug to go through the town and you don't know...
So kill everyone just to be sure.
What is Mame's real name?
Yeah, that is Mame. I don't remember.
Okay. Did she take on you?
Yes.
That
what?
Take on me.
I was doing aha. Take on me.
Take on me.
It's mom. It's Japanese for mom.
Oh, really?
Oh, good for me. I did something right. I just Googled a bunch of words that were mom and... Or, well, most of my characters' names... Because Name has siblings, too, and his dad... Aside from his dad, they're all...
His dad's not his sibling?
No, it's awkward.
Weird.
They all mean name in some other language.
Oh.
Which I didn't truly know Name was the way you pronounce that in another language. But then once I learned that, I was like, I'll just go with it.
Makes sense.
I like it.
Blag is Norwegian for name.
Oh.
Don't ask any Norwegians that. I just told you. There's
true.
No reason to follow through on that.
No, I completely believe it.
Excuse me, can I get your nom de blague?
Sure.
Sure.
That's how I imagine.
Did you need
your
blague
number?
My name's
Vanuvter. Did it turn into the Swedish chef at some point?
That's how I imagine all Norwegians talk. Like Swedes.
Science.
We lost our Norwegian listeners. We're down with Kenny G listeners, Norwegian listeners.
Don't worry,
all the bro listeners.
We're huge
done.
In the Ukraine, apparently.
There you go.
Just don't
I'm
go
part
after that.
Ukrainian, so.
Okay, good.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah, I don't know how to speak it, but we're there, my people. Right. Yeah. Duh.
I think we've ended this session.
Yeah, we've.
Thank you for listening to another
Off the Rails.